Welcome back to The Family Architect, where we parent by design rather than by default. This is part of the Mother Awakening, where more and more women are remembering that the way they long to mother isn't some pie-in-the-sky fantasy, it's a deep cellular wisdom calling them home. Today's episode is a big one, and I reckon it might just change everything for you. It's about the shift that transforms your entire household. Moving from control to connection. But before we dive in, take a moment to land, yeah? Place your hand on your heart if it helps. Feel your feet on the ground and breathe in. And out again. Let's begin. Control was our first language, wasn't it? Most of us were raised in control-based households, whether we realized it or not. Control looked like, do as I say. Because I'm the parent, that's why. You'll sit there until you finish your dinner. Don't you dare talk back. Stop crying or I'll give you something to cry about. Big girls don't act like that. Control was praised. Obedience was the gold standard. And connection? What? That was conditional, at best. We learned to manage behavior, not emotions, to avoid conflict, not understand it, to seek approval, not authenticity, and now, here we are, grown, healing, absolutely knackered, and determined not to pass it on. But here's the thing, most of us don't even realize we're still operating from that same playbook. We've just dressed it up in a gentler language. Instead of, because I said so, we say, I need you to listen to mummy. Instead of stop crying, we say, use your words. Instead of threats, we use reward charts and consequences. But underneath, it's still about getting our kids to do what we want, when we want, how we want. And that's not connection. That's just control wearing a prettier outfit. The problem with control-based parenting isn't that it doesn't work, it's that it works too well. Let's get brutally honest here. Control-based parenting can stop a behavior in a moment. I'm not going to lie to you about that. It can work, temporarily. But it often does so at the cost of relationship, at the cost of trust, at the cost of emotional safety. Because here's what's actually happening beneath it. When we say, stop crying or go to your room, what our child hears is, your emotions are too much for me. You're safe when you're good, not when you're struggling. Connection must be earned. I can't handle the real you. Control creates compliance, yes, but it doesn't create confidence. It doesn't build emotional resilience. It doesn't teach self-regulation. It teaches fear of disapproval. And that fear, that people-pleasing, emotionally armored child, they don't disappear when they grow up. They just become adults who struggle to feel safe in their own bodies. Adults who don't trust their own emotions. Adults who learn that love is conditional upon being good. The nervous system cost. Here's something most parenting books don't tell you. Every time we use control tactics, we're activating our child's stress response system. Think about it. When you were little and a big person was angry at you, what happened in your body? Your heart raced. Your breathing got shallow. You might have felt sick to your stomach. That's your nervous system going into fight, flight, or freeze mode. Now imagine that happening multiple times a day, every day, for years. That's what we're doing when we parent from control. We're teaching our children that home, the place that should feel safest, is actually a place where they need to be on high alert. No wonder so many of us grew up anxious, people-pleasing, or struggling with emotional regulation. So what does it actually mean to parent from connection, not control? So what does it mean to parent from a place of true relationship? Let me paint you a proper picture. Your child is having a complete meltdown over something that seems absolutely ridiculous to your adult brain. Maybe the wrong coloured cup or a sibling looking at them funny or their sock feeling wrong. Instead of, "Stop it, you're being ridiculous. If you keep going, I'm taking that away." "That's enough. You're too old for this behaviour." You choose something different. You get low, you breathe, you regulate your own nervous system first, and then you say, "You're having a hard moment. I'm right here. Tell me what's feeling hard." "It's okay to feel upset. I'll stay close while you move through it." "Your feelings make sense. Let me help." This isn't permissiveness. This is leadership through regulation. This is nervous system co-regulation in action. One mum I worked with shared that this very relatable story that perfectly captures this shift. Her 4-year-old lost it over how the sandwich was cut. Total tailspins, tears, shouting, rolling on the floor, you know the drill. But before Sarah would have sent her to her room, maybe raised her voice, definitely felt like it was, you know, she was losing her mind. But this time she remembered what we talked about. She knelt down beside her daughter on the kitchen floor. She said, "I hear you. You really wanted triangles today, and I did squares. That's frustrating, isn't it?" Then she offered a cuddle, and they sat on the kitchen floor, breathing together. Well, the meltdown lasted 3 minutes. That's it. Afterward, her daughter looked up and said, "You heard me this time, Mum." Sarah cried, and so did I when she told me. Because that, my love, is the power of connection. But here's what Sarah told me next that really blew my mind. "Philippa, the weird thing is, I thought I'd be rewarding the behaviour. I thought if I was kind during her meltdown, she'd have more of them. But the opposite happened. She started coming to me before she got to that point. She'd say, 'Mum, I'm feeling frustrated.' And we'd sort it out together." That's the magic of connection. When children feel heard and understood, they don't need to escalate to get our attention. This is why we teach the regulated mother method. Because parenting by design means you lead from a regulated nervous system, not a triggered one. It doesn't mean you never get it wrong. It means you know how to come back to safety and bring your child with you. And what happens when you do this work? Power struggles decrease, trust deepens, your child starts coming to you instead of hiding from you, and you begin to actually enjoy parenting again. Not because your child changed, but because you did. Now let's talk boundaries, because this is where everyone gets their knickers in a twist. Connection doesn't mean saying yes to everything. It doesn't mean letting your kids walk all over you. It means holding boundaries with compassion, not control. Instead of, "No, I said no, end of story," you might say, "I won't let you hit. I'm here to keep everyone safe." "You really want another show. I get it. It's hard when screen time ends." The boundary stays, but the relationship does too. Your child is not shamed for their feelings. They're supported through them. Here's the beautiful thing about connection-based parenting. It's not just fluff, you know, feel-good fluff. It's backed by decades of neuroscience research. When you stay calm during your child's storm, their nervous system begins to mirror yours. And this is how they learn regulation, not through punishment, but through co-regulation. Here's your invitation today. Just notice. Notice the moments where control sneaks in. Notice how it feels in your body when you're triggered. Notice your child's response to different approaches. And then ask yourself, what would connection look like right now? Even just asking that question is a reclamation, because the more you choose connection, the more your child learns that love stays, even when things are hard. You don't have to revolutionize your entire parenting overnight. Pick one interaction, maybe bedtime or car rides or morning routines, and try the connection approach. And remember, you're gonna mess this up. You're going to get triggered and react from your old patterns. That's not failure, that's being human. The magic is in the repair. When you get it wrong, you can always come back and try again. I'm sorry I raised my voice. I was feeling frustrated and I didn't handle it well. Can we try again? This teaches your child that relationships can be repaired, that mistakes don't mean the end of love, and that adults are capable of growth too. Here's something they don't tell you in the parenting books. You can't give your child what you didn't receive without first grieving what you missed. If you were raised with control, criticism, or conditional love, connection-based parenting is going to trigger all your old wounds. That's not a bug. It's a feature. This is your opportunity to heal, to give yourself the compassion you needed as a child, to break the cycle. It's bloody hard work, love. But it's the most important work you'll ever do. You're not here to control your child. You're here to guide them, hold them, grow with them. You're not failing when things feel hard. You're building something sacred. You're not too soft when you choose connection. You're courageous. Thank you for being here with me today and for choosing this path, for doing the hard work of healing and growing. In the next episode, we'll go deeper into behavior, how to read it, what it really means, how your child's defiance might actually be a cry for connection. Until then, remember this, you're not alone, you're not broken, you are awakening, and I'm right here with you every step of the way. Now, if you're ready to dive deeper into this work, if this episode has stirred something in you, if you're feeling that deep knowing that there's a different way to do this, I want to invite you to join the Mother Awakening. This is where hundreds of women are doing the real work of healing, growing, and breaking generational patterns. You can explore the Regulated Mother Method and discover what it feels like to parent from your wisdom, not your wounds. If you're loving what you're hearing on The Family Architect, subscribe so you don't miss an episode. And do me a favor and leave a review wherever you're listening. It helps other mums find this work. And honestly, knowing this is resonating with you keeps me going on the hard days. Until next time, love.